In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, happy Thursday, one and all. It is the Talk of the Town Roundtable, and we've got some pretty cool stuff to talk about today. For those of you that joined us at the annual luncheon for the Prescott Chamber, we had over 300 people at the Prescott Resort today. And must say, I really love the remarks from Mayor Greg Mangarelli, getting us up to date on so much of good economic news that's going on here in the Prescott area. And, you know, we're going to build on that, too, because we've got Jerry Dennison in here from the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. And a little bit later on, we're going to be heading out to Cottonwood for a Talk of the Town segment with Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. So, hey, it's all about business. That's what makes the world go round, and that's what makes Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals, and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in the studio is Jerry Dennison. She is with the Small Business Development Center of Yavapai College. And Jerry, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to eliminate what is probably on the first question you get from most small business people that you help, and that is, you do not loan people money. Let's establish that.
That's absolutely true. We do not loan people money. The second question we always get from people is, isn't there a grant? Can't I get a grant to start my business? And the answer to that, unfortunately, is usually no. You can get a loan, but grants are really hard to come by.
A lot of the reason why small businesses fail is that they don't have enough capital on hand. They don't realize how slow how tough it is in the very beginning to start a new business.
Right. And it isn't just starting a business, because we do work with a lot of business startups, but we also work with businesses that are already in business and have been in business for a long, long time, for 10 years or more, and have 5, 10, 50 employees. Those are the businesses that we really like. We also like to work with, because we can do a lot more. We can provide a lot more assistance to them. With the startup businesses, and even those that have been in business for a while, what you're talking about in terms of cash flow and finances, that's the critical piece that many just, they don't know what they need to pay attention to. They think if they simply manage their checking account that they're making money, and they may not be. Sometimes they think, if I just look at my credit card statement and I'm paying off my bills, I'm doing okay. And the answer is, well, no, you probably are not. We actually need to look at how much money are you spending on a monthly basis, and how much money are you bringing in, and what's it look like at the end of the year. And so this is probably the hardest thing that we educate business owners about.
Well, you're hardly a one-person operation. Give us an idea as to what kind of resources and staff and so forth you bring to bear when someone comes to the Small Business Development Center looking for help at Yavapai College.
Sure, thank you. We actually have two offices. We're in Prescott Valley at the Yavapai College Prescott Valley Center off of Glassford Hill Road. That's where the main office is. But then we have a second office over in Clarkdale on the Verde Valley campus. We have a full-time business analyst that works exclusively out of the Verde Valley campus. And then I have two part-time business analysts that work with me out of the Prescott Valley campus, that office. But we travel all over Yavapai County. So we go down to Wickenburg, we go to Yarnell, we go to Black Canyon City, we cover Camp Verde, Sedona, Cottonwood, all over Jerome. So the entire county and all of those communities. And if the client can't come to us, we will come to them. So there are times when we actually meet with clients in Camp Verde at the Economic Development Office there, or at the library. We'll meet with clients in Sedona at the Sedona Center usually. And then sometimes, you know, we actually go out to Yarnell and meet with them in Yarnell or Wickenburg. So it all depends. And then in addition to our staff, we have additional resources. There are 10 SBDC centers in the state of Arizona. So we have access to more than 50 people with all of their different levels of expertise. If we don't have the expertise in our center, we always have the rest of those centers to reach out to.
Now, speaking of reaching out, it's probably difficult for someone who is in business to admit that they need help. A lot of times they'll either feel like it's something wrong with them, that they're not, you know, doing a good job or something like that. When really, sometimes it really benefits to have a pair of outside eyes looking at your business to see if maybe there's something you're missing. Is that the kind of thing that you folks do at the SBDC?
Absolutely. We like to consider ourselves coaches. We're coaches and advisors. We aren't here to tell you, oh, you're doing this wrong, because that may be actually the right way for you to do it. But maybe, as you're saying, Sanford, there's something that you've missing, that you, you know, you aren't paying attention to an aspect of your business that could make the big difference. And having our set of eyes, not just one person, but others in our office helping you look at your books, look at your marketing, look at your, help you with your HR if you've got multiple employees, helping you put policies together. All of that is helpful and can help you build the kind of structure and consistency that you need in order to grow and be successful.
Because that is something that most business people don't realize, is that they're very good at what they do. But there is so much more to owning a business than just simply being able to, perform a particular talent that you may have. That in and of itself may very well mean that you have a very marketable, sellable product or service, but all the other things that you have to cope with in order to be able to survive and thrive in the business community, it's kind of hard for someone to really stay up to date on that stuff all on their own.
Well, absolutely. You should never, I mean, you can't be an expert in everything, right? You're an expert in doing the work that you did to start the business. But that doesn't mean that you know everything about employment law. That doesn't mean that you know the latest about marketing, that you are an expert at finances. There are plenty of people, outside contractors, that can be utilized to help you. So you don't have, and that's the other thing I think that we find with small businesses is when they say, I need to hire somebody, we say, well, do you really need to hire an employee, or could you use an independent contractor? Because if you hire an employee, that's a W-2 employee. You've got benefits. You've got all these other expenses. But if you hire an independent contractor, they can do that work on their schedule, on their time, and you don't have all of those other expenses. So we always recommend start with independent contractors. And then as the need grows and the business grows, you can consider bringing someone on full time as an employee.
Well, for those of you, again, that are thinking of starting a small business, or maybe you've been in business for a little bit of time, or maybe even a lot of time, and you're watching the world change around you, and you're wondering, what can I do to help adapt to the changing way of life here in the Prescott area in Yavapai County? The Small Business Development Center is here to help. And we're going to take a quick break. We've got more. In fact, we're going to delve into some of the actual products and services that the Small Business Development Center can bring to help you establish or start or evolve your business. It's all happening at the SBDC at Yavapai College. And Jerry Dennison, the director, is here with me, and we're going to continue this conversation live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at prescottdirt.com.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And a little bit later on, we'll be taking a trip to Cottonwood for the second half of our Thursday roundtable. But right now, we have Jerry Dennison with us from the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. So when someone reaches out to you and needs help, obviously you have to kind of triage and figure out what kind of help it is and everything, but take us through the typical consultant experience when someone picks up the phone and calls the Small Business Development Center and says, Jerry, I need help. Mm-hmm. What takes place step by step?
Okay. So first thing is that we do ask them to register online, because that gets them into our confidential database. And when they register, they give us a slight description of what they're looking for. And it could be, I don't know, I want to start a business, I don't know what to do. Or I'm in business, I need some help with whatever. So that gives us a little bit of a clue. And then we set up an appointment with them. If it's someone that wants to start a business, we start with the 10 steps to starting a business in Arizona. And that's a great resource list that we give them that says, step by step, this is what you need to do. You need to register. You need to decide, are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to be a limited liability corporation? Do you want to be an S corp, a C corp? Do you want to set up a partnership? And then have you registered a trade name? And we can help them with the setting up the business, setting up the trade name, getting that registered, and then all the other steps that have to go to publish your articles of organization in the newspaper. That has to happen here. And then setting up your bank account, and if you're going to hire employees, you want to have an EIN. So all of those are the steps in the process that we go through with a client. We'll frequently email that out to them, and sometimes it's, you know, that's enough where they go, oh, that's way too much.
That's just too much. You talked me out of it.
I'm not ready for that. And we go, okay, fine, no problem. And other times they say, I am ready. I want to come in. Let's help me get through this process. And so we'll take them through that process. With the companies, businesses that are already in business and they want help with HR, or they want help with their marketing, then the triage is that we tell them, okay, if you need help with marketing and online, then you're going to come see Jerry, because Jerry's the social media marketing and online marketing person. When I sit down, I'm going to ask you, what's the goal? What's the vision for the business? What is it? Who's the target audience? What are you trying to accomplish here, before we just simply say, oh, let's set up your Facebook page? So there's a series of questions, and I also give them 5 steps to setting up a marketing plan. And we'll go through that process, because if you don't plan and you don't know what you're going to do and you don't know how you're going to do it, then it's like throwing spaghetti on the wall, right? You're hoping some of it's going to stick, and most of it's not. So if it's financial, then we have an ex-banker on our staff. And so if they need help with their finances, then we're going to set them up with Roger to go talk to them and help them with their cash flow and look at their financials. And if it's sometimes it's process improvement or QuickBooks. I have another Karen on my staff who is a certified QuickBooks pro. So she can help them set up their QuickBooks. And that's another area that we find a lot of clients are still using pencil and paper to manage their business accounts. And so we really try to coach them and urge them to setting up. If you don't use QuickBooks, you can use FreshBooks. You can use Xero. There are other software programs you can use. But you really need to have an accounting system. And you really need to be documenting the money that's coming in and the money that's going out. And so that is another area.
Now, how much does it cost for the prospective business person, client, or established business person to avail themselves of the services that are offered by the Small Business Development
Well,
center.
It actually costs them nothing. Well, I can't say nothing because they're paying for it through their tax dollars.
Right.
We are funded, we're co-funded by the Small Business Administration and by Yavapai College. So it's a joint match program. So because of that funding, all of our services are free, and the client can come see us for as long as they want, as long as they need us. And we have clients who come in and see us, and we work with them for 6 months or more, and then they go, fine, I'm doing well, I don't need to see you. And then they come back a year later and say, okay, I need some more help. We're here to help as long as they need us. We have clients that we've been working with for years. And one of our success stories that I can talk about is Superstition Metery that started in 2012.
Go for it.
So Superstition Metery has become a global success. They are selling in 30 countries. They are selling in 6 states, I think, in the United States. They have award-winning mead. They have won global competitions. They have people in other countries that are contacting them to train them on how to produce mead, how to brew mead to their level of quality. And that's what's really put them on this huge trajectory to success.
So now, what was it that the SBDC was able to do for them that got them off to such a good start, or got them to a level where they were able to, look at a global kind of situation?
We actually helped them get their first loan, their first SBA loan. And that's part of what we do as well. We help the businesses put together the package in the right presentation, and then we connect them with the banks that are SBA lenders. And then it's up to the, and we'll coach the client on how to present themselves to the lender. There are a lot of banks. Country Bank is one of them. National Bank of Arizona is another. 1AZ Credit Union. A lot of SBA lenders.
You can stop with those three. They're all advertisers of ours, so we're very happy.
Oh, okay, good.
You picked the right three.
Good. I picked the right three. Well, and they, and the thing about an SBA loan is one of the reasons the banks really like to work with SBA is SBA guarantees 85% of that. So the bank has a lower risk than with a conventional loan. Now, the SBA has some different requirements than a conventional loan. They tend to be a little bit more relaxed than a conventional loan. They also are longer. The nice thing about SBA loans is you can get a loan that's a 25-year loan mm-hmm. instead of a 5-year loan or a 10-year loan. So, and at very, very competitive rates. So it makes it affordable for a small business. Superstition Metery, I think, is now working on their third loan, and they're also expanding down into the valley. So they're just growing tremendously.
Now, if someone comes to you with an idea for a business, and it's a bad idea, and you think it's a bad idea, how early in the presentation would you give them that news? I mean, it's, obviously you're not going to spend, hours and hours and weeks with somebody that's got an idea that is absolutely not going to work. But you also don't want to take people's dreams away if they're really passionate about what they're after. But you do have to kind of be the adult in the room sometimes, right?
We do. And that's why we have a lot of tools. So we're going to ask them to do some research. We're going to give them homework. We're going to say, okay, this is a grand idea that you think you have. You need to find out what the market potential is for that. So here's some research and here's some tools that you can use. Go do that. Then come back. Let's see what kind of results you got. And then we'll take it the next step. And a lot of times they don't even want to go do the research. They don't want to use the tools. We'll work with them even. We'll sit down and say, okay, let's do this. Let's go here. Let's do the analysis. Let's figure out, is there really, who's your competitor? Do you have any competitors? Do you know who they are? And a lot of times, they can't answer the question. And we say, well, if you can't answer those questions and you don't know who your audience is, until you do, you don't really have a business. You really don't have an idea that's marketable here.
I really have a vision for the term you used, a spaghetti thrower.
Yeah.
Where somebody literally just takes this glob and just throws it on the wall and says, here's my idea. You know,
yeah.
It's like, we'll run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes it.
Right.
Well, it's a very challenging work that you do, and takes a lot of time and effort and passion. And we certainly do appreciate the support that SBDC does for small business. How would a prospective business person get in touch with you if they were wanting to avail themselves of your services?
Couple of ways. If you go online, we're at yc.edu/SBDC. That's so you can find us online there. You can also just call the phone number 928-717-7232. That's our main line, and that just gets answered by any one of us. So those are the two best ways. Okay. Is just go to 717-7232 or yc.edu/SBDC.
It's the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. And whether you're listening to us in the Prescott Quad Cities or over in Cottonwood Clarkdale, there is an SBDC office near you. Just stop on in and give them a howdy and show them your drawings, and they'll tell you whether you got a chance. Jerry Dennison, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break. We've got news coming your way, and then we're heading off to Cottonwood for the second half of our Thursday roundtable here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Right back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is America, where football means football.
That'll leave a mark.
Join us for the NFL Conference Championship game live Sunday beginning at noon on KQ&A.
Brought to you by
Northern Arizona Heating and Air,
Cliff Castle Casino,
Affinity RV,
The Prescott Resort,
Outdoor Sports,
Finley Automotive Group,
Wallach and Volk,
Prescott True Value,
Country Bank,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Little Dealer, Little Prices,
and the Arizona Cardinals.
The AFC and NFC Championships,
Rams at Saints, followed by Patriots at Chiefs, Sunday at noon on AM 1130,
at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM
in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A single vehicle accident involving a tractor trailer creates a major traffic problem on eastbound Interstate 10 near Casa Grande. Arizona DPS trooper Cameron Lee says it happened around 4:15 a.m. near the Sacatone rest area when the truck loaded with 70,000 pounds of cargo was driving in the westbound lanes of I-10.
The tractor trailer went off the road to the left, crashed through the guardrail, went through the median, went through the guardrail on the eastbound shoulder, blocking the left lane of the eastbound 10. So we have two heavy-duty tow trucks out there. Those crews are working diligently to try and separate these or drag it out of there, but they're not having any luck because the trailer itself is dragging on the ground just because of the incline from the median.
There's no freeway shoulder in the area where the truck crashed, just a guardrail. A 20% chance for rain this afternoon, 50% this evening, chilling after bedtime to a rainy 42, then a sunny holiday weekend, with highs up to a breezy 56 tomorrow, 62 Saturday and Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for rain today, 80% this evening, 30% Friday morning, with a rainy overnight low near 42, warming for your sunny Martin Luther King Day weekend, highs around 56 tomorrow, 60 Saturday, 65 Sunday, then cooler for your holiday Monday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas, not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. And not only that, we are heading out to talk to our very good friend in Cottonwood, Casey Rooney, who is ready to pick up the ball and run with it here on Talk of the Town. Casey, how you doing?
Well, this is Christian.
Oh,
I believe Casey is coming on in just a minute.
Ah, there he is. You know, I'll tell you, you guys are so busy over there. It's really hard to, but we're just glad we got both of you in there. Christian is with the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce. And so anyway, I'm going to let you guys take it from here.
Great.
Casey, go for it.
All right, Sanford, thank you very much. This is Casey Rooney. I'm the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood, and I just want to welcome our KQ&A Arizona Hometown Radio Group Talk of the Town listeners today. So glad you're with us, and I'm here today with Christian Oliva Del Rio, Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Christian. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Casey. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm glad to have you with us. So Christian is the Chamber of Commerce Director over here in Cottonwood, and he's been with the Chamber for, I don't know, how long have you been with the Chamber, Christian? Quite a few years, right?
It's 11 years now. I started as an executive assistant there in 2007, and slowly moved my way up through the ranks, learned a little bit more about the chamber world, and when Lana left, the opportunity arose for me to step into that position, and jumped at the chance. So
you never
looked
back, right?
I've been in the CEO role for about 2 years now.
2 years. Well, you're doing a great job. I hear so many good things about you, and you're a great guy to hang out with, too. I mean, Christian is a member of our Rotary Club. I mean, he's out there in the community doing a wonderful job. So really appreciate
Thanks,
you being on the phone with me today. And, you know, I guess I need to start with kind of the basics, Christian.
Sure.
What is a Chamber of Commerce? You and I know, but there might be a few people out there that are kind of wondering, you know, what is a chamber and why would I be a member of a Chamber
of
Commerce?
Sure. So a Chamber of Commerce is a membership-based organization. We happen to be a nonprofit organization, a 501c6, and primarily consist of business owners in the area, not just in Cottonwood, but the entire Verde Valley. And actually, we have probably about 20 or 30 members that are statewide. So, you know, a few in the Phoenix area, a few in the Prescott area, a few in the Flagstaff area, kind of all over the state. And chambers of commerce primarily are working towards improving the community. And we do host several events throughout the year, both that work as a fundraising type opportunity for the chamber, as well as community-based type events. So every year we do a job fair, trying to focus on workforce development, multiple programs that assist the municipality to improve the business environment and improve the community that we live in.
Yeah, so, I know sometimes there's kind of a fine line between what I do as an economic developer and what you do as a Chamber of Commerce director.
Yeah, you know, I think they definitely go hand in hand, and I think that's one primary reason why we work so well together. You know, we do partner on a lot of different things in promoting our area. The Chamber tends to have a little bit more tourism focus, bringing people to the area, which is really economic development as well. People are coming into town and spending their money. So, you know, they're staying at the hotels. They're buying gas at our gas stations. They're eating in our restaurants. And it's all economic development, and it is connected. You know, it's a big part of what we do. So
yeah, I remember earlier on in my career, I was back in Illinois, and I was a Chamber of Commerce director, believe it or not, for a while.
Right.
And, you know, people would come into my office, Christian, and they'd say, you know, especially if they didn't know a whole lot about the chamber, they'd say, what are you going to do for me if I become a Chamber of Commerce director?
Right.
And I would say, I'd turn it around and go, it's not so much about what I'm going to do for you. It's you leveraging the chamber and, you know, doing a lot for yourself. I mean,
right.
I know you do a lot for your membership, but it's like,
sure.
How are you, if I were going to join the chamber, it seems like I would have an obligation to myself to use the chamber to further my business, right? So there's a lot of responsibility
Absolutely.
On the person that becomes a member of the chamber, right?
There is. It's like anything you do, you know, you kind of get out of it what you put into it, right?
Yeah.
And the more you're involved and engaged in what's going on in our community, the better your business. You know, you benefit from that, obviously. The chamber is a great resource for business owners. We provide you with resources and opportunities to do better in your business. And again, the more you use that, to your advantage, the better your business will do, right? We have networking opportunities where you can do business to business with other members, as well as promoting your business through the chamber's online directory and printed directory. You're getting a lot more exposure that your business might not have gotten otherwise. It's also a way for you to use your marketing dollars in a smarter way. You know, there's plenty of opportunities to market yourself through the chamber, through our monthly newsletter, as well as our e-blasts that go out monthly, and at the events themselves. You know, there's opportunities for you to sponsor an event and get some exposure that way as well. And, you know, just being involved and being a part of the community. The more people know and the more you're out there in front of people, the better, right?
I had somebody come into my office, I think it was last week, and I sent him over your way, and he was a...
they joined.
Yeah, he was, I think, a masseuse or something.
And, right.
I said, you know, he was asking me, now, what can I do to make my business better? And I gave him some pointers, and I said, you need to go talk to Christian at the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. and he can help you out. You need to be a member of the chamber. You get out of it what you put into it. And
sure.
while I'm thinking about this, I want to give our listeners your phone number, Christian. I'm giving them your home phone. No, I'm giving them I think this is your
phone?
Work
there
number. If it's wrong, let me know. It's
928-634-7593.
Good. So it's 928.
And the website as well is a really great resource for people. It's www.cottonwoodchamberaz.org. And there's a lot of great information there and resources on the website to help people as well. So
that's good. So I want to make sure that our listeners get that information. We'll repeat it later on before we close out. But I know that, again, that number is 928-634-7593. And you want to talk to Christian at the chamber. But whoever picks up the phone will be, I'm sure, very helpful.
Absolutely.
And, so you've got some staff in your office, right? So you're not the only guy there. I know you run a pretty lean operation, but how does that
work? We do. And, it can be a little bit challenging at times. We all have to wear multiple hats. I've got Karen Pfeiffer is my office manager and kind of pretty much maintains and operates our visitor center because we are a tourist information visitor center as well through the Office of Tourism. And she manages a lot of that. So that's where, you know, people, tourists coming into the area will be able to get, you know, brochures, maps, those kind of things. And, we always direct them down to Old Town and, you know, check out the vineyards and tasting rooms and the good restaurants and other businesses. You know, we do also get a lot of local phone calls looking for specific businesses, whether they're painters or insurance companies or, you know, whatever. We're kind of the 411 for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley. We also recently took on a part-time help. Christine Follett has been kind of focusing on our membership services and events. And her husband, Dennis, has also come in and been helping us on a voluntary basis. And, we're trying to expand on our membership services. And he's really good at crunching numbers and has been a great resource for me in looking and analyzing, you know, what exactly that return on investment is for our members when they join the chamber. So we've got a few people that have stepped up and really been helping us, and we're looking and hoping to be able to do more in the coming year. So.
Well, I've noticed you moved, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, your old office.
Yeah, it was a lot longer than that, buddy.
How long has it been?
It's been a year. It's been over a year. Yeah.
How time flies when you're having fun.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So you used to be
on the intersection of 169 and Main Street or 89A, right?
Highway 260, the corner of Highway 260 and Main Street or 89A, yes.
Yeah, over by the Home Depot.
Correct.
Yeah. Want our listeners to understand that you're no longer in that building. So if you drive by there, there's going to be some other businesses moving in, and you moved over to Cove Parkway,
right. So now when you come up to the intersection, if you were to continue on straight through there on Highway 260, that's mm-hmm. Cove Parkway. Or if you're coming from Sedona in 89A, you would make a right on Cove Parkway. And our address is 849 Cove Parkway. We're just around the bend when you come down Cove Parkway there. Brand new building. We're excited about it. A lot more room. We also have the visitor center in there as well as the chamber administrative offices. and that's where we make it all work. We're excited. We just actually purchased that building at the end of 2018, yeah.
Well, so we got a minute before we take a little break. But
sure.
Tell me what I know. You sold that building and you moved over to Cove Parkway. Give me a 30-second description of what's going to happen on that corner where the old chamber building was.
Yeah, so it's exciting stuff. Cottonwood is getting its second location for Starbucks. It's going to be a standalone building with a drive-through. They're looking at developing that sometime this year. And from what I understand, there's a vacant lot next door to that old chamber building, and I believe we have a Dunkin' Donuts that's going through the process right now with the Cottonwood planning and zoning. So,
you're speaking my language here. Dunkin' Donuts,
right?
Making me hungry for a donut right now.
Exciting stuff. So yeah, right there in the entrance of Cottonwood, we're going to have our own Starbucks and a Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow.
So,
life doesn't get a whole lot better than a cup of coffee and a donut, you know?
I'm looking forward to it myself, yep.
Oh, that's great. So how's the new location working for you? And remind me what the address is.
Sure. It's 849 Cove Parkway. Like I said, straight down that intersection, just past the Valvoline Oil Change and Taco Bell, and we're on the right-hand side, and it's a... about 2,500 square feet building for us that we're using up every inch of that. We definitely outgrew the old building and are very excited about all the space and room to grow in our new facility. So if you haven't come down there, check us out. We have, you know, for the locals, phone books, maps, and anything else that you would need, references to other good chamber businesses. So it's working out great for us.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I was there today, matter of fact.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a little break, Christian.
Okay.
Appreciate your time today. And
sure.
I'm going to pass this over to Sanford Cohen, and then we'll be right back with Christian from the Chamber of Commerce.
All right. We will take a quick coffee break and be right back with more live Talk of the Town from Cottonwood right here on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Be right back.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Hi, Lindsay Draper on KQ&A here with Gary from AMCO.
Well, hi, Lindsay.
Gary, I know people who need their car repaired, and they just keep putting it off. What should they do?
Well, Lindsay, this is the best time of year to get all the things done that you've been meaning or wanting to get repaired on your car.
Why is tax time the best?
AMCO has the Fix It Fast, Pay It Slow plan all year long, but at tax time, it works the best.
Gary, that is awesome.
Yes, we're AMCO. Visit our website, amcoprescott.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Nothing like a nice big fat chocolate cruller to make your afternoon just worthwhile, and a nice big cup of Joe. I'm going to be up all night long. So thank both of you very much for putting me in the mood. And we're going to come right back to Cottonwood now. And Casey Rooney with Christian Del Olivo.
All right, Sanford, thank you. Yes, I'm with Christian from the Chamber of Commerce, and we just have a few minutes, but I want to hear a little bit about things that are going on at the Chamber. I understand there's an event real soon, the annual dinner. Can you tell us about the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce annual dinner?
Sure. So our annual dinner is also our installation banquet of our new board members, and it's a way for us to say thank you to our exiting board members. So the annual dinner traditionally has always been the last Friday in January, but unfortunately we had some scheduling conflicts this year, and so we've had to bump it to Friday, February 22nd. That event is one of the big fundraising events for the Chamber for the year. We have several sponsors, actually Arizona Hometown Radio Group and KQ&A and Jack FM and all of those are part of our media, marketing, and gold package sponsor. We also have Yavapai Broadcasting that is one of those gold package member sponsors as well. National Bank and Lawler Construction have come in our silver sponsorships, and APS is a copper sponsor this year. So we still have some sponsorship opportunities, and if you're interested in participating or just coming to the event, tickets are $35. It's going to be hosted at the Moose Lodge in Clarkdale. And it's a New York steak strip dinner with all the fixins. Going to be a bar accessible that evening, and some dancing and some good music and real good time. The theme is movie night, so we're going to be highlighting some fun movies throughout the evening. And it's going to be a great event. Really looking forward to it.
Sounds great. February 22nd, what time?
From 6 to 9.
Oh, that's perfect for me.
Yep.
Good.
So make sure we got a table set up for you, Casey.
All right. Hey, I hope you do. Christian, I want you to know that we're down to our last minute. Who's on your board? Who's the president of your board?
So our incoming chairman is Erin Mabry. She's with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. And pretty exciting. We have some new board members that got elected this past year, and they'll be starting to serve this month. Hezekiah Allen with Parks and Rec from the city of Cottonwood. Chief Gazelles with the Cottonwood Police Department is going to be on our board. Janet Kelly from National Bank of Arizona. And John McTurk as well with Big Brothers Big Sisters has been reelected. So we're excited about all of that.
Sounds like a really good board, and I'm winding down here, Christian. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's always, you're a great guy. It's always fun hanging out with you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I
appreciate you being on the phone with us today with KQ&A.
Thanks, Casey.
I want to
appreciate the opportunity.
The game, Thank you. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you again soon. And with that all said, I'm going to pass it back to Sanford Cohen at KQ&A.
All right, gentlemen, as a gold sponsor, we're proud to help support the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce and its mission to help out small business throughout the Verde Valley. Want to make a mention that the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College is going to be holding an event on Friday, March the 1st at the Prescott campus. It's called Doing Business with Yavapai College from 8:30 till noon. And then after a lunch break, there's an afternoon session, Government Contracting. And so it's all put together by Yavapai College's Small Business Development Center. Jerry Dennison was our guest earlier today. You can register online. There's a free continental breakfast. Who knows? Maybe they'll have coffee and donuts. Anyway, we want to say big thanks to Christian Del Levo and the folks over in Cottonwood, Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director, for hosting another fine session here on Talk of the Town. Now, we think that coming up at 5 o'clock, we have figured out, and we're going to have Mark Levin, his very first hour, coming your way at 5 o'clock. We got a great email from Terry out there that let us know that she wanted to hear more Mark Levin, so we're going to get that taken care of for Terry. And thanks very much for the email. And we will be back for Talk of the Town next week. And Let's Talk Sports coming your way at 4 o'clock on Friday. So we'll see you then. In the meantime, we will have Talk of the Quad Cities, Mark Levin, following the news. I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.